I will open the Joint Committee on Ways and Means for March 9th, 2017. Colleagues, we have a series of grants on the list and one report to accept. The co-chair has indicated in an email that we sent out that by doing this this evening, this full committee will not meet again until probably the first meeting will be in April, although we will be meeting next Thursday for a hearing that will be done remotely between Coos Bay and I believe Ontario. So I will get started, and I will open a work session on the Oregon Health Authority supporting youth parents. Senator Winters.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. On February 23rd, the Human Services Subcommittee recommend approval of the submission of a federal grant application from the Oregon Health Authority to the Department of Health and Human Services in the amount of up to $1.5 million per year for 3 years to support expectant and parenting teens and young adults. The purpose of the grant is to provide expectant and parenting teens and young adults, as well as their families, with a seamless network of supportive services to improve their health and well-being. A key objective is to improve not only the health outcomes of the target population, but also educational, social, and economic outcomes that shape health. The agency intends to support 4 to 6 community colleges in Oregon to enhance their system of services for this population. The colleges would be chosen through an RFP process. Community colleges would be expected to provide core services in 5 domains, either through direct service provisions or referrals and linkages. No state matching funds are required, and the agency does not need any additional positions. The community colleges that participate are expected to contribute a 25% match, either cash or in-kind support. At the time that I presented this not too long ago, the Human Services Subcommittee recommends approval.
Any discussion? Yes, Representative Wisner.
Thank you, Mr. Co-Chair. Honorable committee members, first let me thank the co-chairs for allowing me time to review this grant application. I did receive some good information which will allow me to support the grant. I want to be sure that my concerns were that who are the intended receivers of this support, how they would receive the support, and what was the cost per student. The $1.5 million grant per year for 3 years is directed toward community college attendees at 4 to 6 colleges. The community colleges and their service provider partners will use evidence-based service models. The estimate of number of students who are parents or are expecting is anywhere from 2 to 6,000, which translates into $250 per student to $750 per student. But this is just for arranging the service, not to perform the service. So that is an expense. I am still concerned about how to continue the program after 3 years and its impact on the community college budgets. The OCCA, Oregon Community College Association, was not familiar with this grant application, had not been asked about the grant application, but they have no objection at this point to the grant. Thank you, co-chairs and committee members.
Any additional discussion? Any objection to the motion before the committee? Okay, for those who just came in, we're just on the first grant. Okay, with no objection, motion carries. Open a work session in Department of Corrections, Smart Supervision, Senator Winters.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. On March 6th, the Public Safety Subcommittee recommended approval of the submission of a federal grant application from the Department of Corrections to the U.S. Department of Justice in the amount of $343,775 for evidence-based parole and probation practices. The purpose of the grant is to improve the capacity and effectiveness of community supervision agencies to increase probation and parole success rates and reduce the number of crimes committed by those under probation and parole supervision. The Department of Corrections would use the grant proceeds to implement an advanced training academy for community corrections supervisors and managers throughout the state. There is no match requirement for this 3-year grant. If successful, the Department of Corrections may return to the legislature to seek additional federal funds expenditure limitation. The Public Safety Subcommittee recommends approval.
Okay. Any discussion of the motion before the committee? Yes, Senator Johnson.
I'm going to support the motion, but I think for those of us that represent distant and faraway places, we would be looking to the Department of Corrections to figure out how to maximize technology so that we're not asking folks to take a day off work to get here, a day of work to be in the training, and a day of work to go home. Little departments just can't afford that kind of a hit for supervisory training.
Any additional discussion? Any objection to the motion before the committee? Seeing none, motion carries. Next, we'll go on to the Department of State Police Forensics. Senator Steiner-Hayward.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. The March 7th Public Safety Subcommittee recommended approval of the submission of a federal grant application from the Department of State Police to the U.S. Department of Justice in the amount of $250,000 for the Paul Coverdell Forensic Science Improvement Competitive Grants Program. The purpose of the grant is to improve the quality and timeliness of forensic science and medical examiner services in laboratories operated by states and local governments. Excuse me. OSP's Forensic Services Division would use the grant funds to improve the timeliness of completing toxicology requests, which are used in conjunction with drug expert recognition evaluations in court. There is no match requirement for this one-year grant. If successful, OSP may return to the legislature to seek additional federal funds expenditure limitation. The Public Safety Committee Subcommittee recommends approval.
Okay. Discussion. Senator Johnson.
Can any of this grant proceeds, assuming that we're successful, be used to shore up the retention of the forensic facility in Eastern Oregon?
I don't know the answer to that, Senator.
We have Ms. Naburka here, if you'd like to.
Ms. Naburka may can help.
While she's coming forward, I'll make my point that it seems to me tragic that we are applying for grants to help try to work on the crime labs and forensics, and we're simultaneously contemplating closing the Eastern Oregon facility. That's just incredibly worrisome to me.
Mr. Chair, committee member, Senator Johnson, I will have to double check. I don't believe this grant can be used for capital expenditures, which would be what's needed for the Pendleton facility.
Thank you, Ms. Naburka.
Okay. Just for clarification, of course, the governor's budget included the closure of the facility. The legislature has not made any decision on that. Any additional discussion? Any objection to the motion before the committee? Seeing none, motion carries. We'll now go on to a open work session, Department of Land Conservation and Development, Coastal Resilience. Senator Frederick.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. On March 7th, the Natural Resources Subcommittee recommended approval of the submission of a federal grant application from the Department of Land and Conservation and Development to the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration in the amount of $300,000 for coastal resilience. The stated purpose of the federal funding is to support approaches to build the resilience of coastal regions, communities, and the economy by developing plans and implementing actions to mitigate the negative impacts of extreme weather and climate-related hazards. If awarded, the DLCD will use the funding to support two major projects. Number one, contract with the Department of Geology and Mineral Industries to develop a comprehensive suite of new tsunami maps and socioeconomic exposure data sets for high-risk coastal communities. And number two, assist and support key local governmental land use resilience planning work with participating coastal communities. Matching fund requirements will be satisfied by in-kind expenditures of local communities receiving program assistance and existing administrative expenditures of the agency. No additional positions will be required. The Natural Resources Subcommittee recommends approval.
Discussion on the motion before the committee. Any objection to the motion before the committee? Seeing none, motion carries. Close out work session, open work session, Oregon Watershed Enhancement Board, Coastal Resilience. Sounds familiar, but Senator Frederick.
Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Chair. On March 7th, the Natural Resources Subcommittee recommended approval of the submission of a federal grant application from the Oregon Watershed Enhancement Board to the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration in the amount of $600,000 for coastal resilience. The purpose of this grant is to support the Oregon Tidegate and Infrastructure Discussion Project, which seeks to develop a suite of tools to assist landowners, communities, and others to improve and replace tide gates where necessary in order to support resilient coastal communities. The Oregon Watershed Enhancement Board will work in partnership with the Department of Fish and Wildlife to execute the project, which is scheduled for completion in the fall of 2020. The grant requires a state match, which the board will meet with a $300,000 contribution from Measure 76 lottery funds for a total project budget of $900,000. The work associated with the grant will not require any new positions, and funding will be awarded no sooner than October 1st, 2017. Upon notification of a grant award, the board will work with the Legislative Fiscal Office on federal funds expenditure limitations as appropriate. The Natural Resources Subcommittee recommends approval.
Discussion, the motion before the committee. Seeing no discussion, any objections to the motion before the committee? Seeing no objections, motion carries. Close that work session. Open a work session. Department of Geology and Mineral Industries, Business Practices. Senator Frederick.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. And yes, I will be talking with you, Senator Girard.
Senator Frederick Show.
About these. On March 2nd, the Natural Resources Subcommittee recommended acknowledging receipt of a report from the Department of Geology and Mineral Industries on its progress in implementing appropriate measures to improve business practices, with the understanding that Dogami will return to the committee in the 2018 legislative session to report on continued progress by program on the comprehensive review of this agency's core operations, program priorities, delivery of services and funding sources and cash flows. The budget bill for Dogami required the department to report on its progress in addressing business practices. This is the second report it has provided. Dogami has successfully created accounting and budget structures and developed written policies and procedures for the accurate recording and reporting of revenues and expenditures. The department continues to develop project management procedures and is providing more leadership development opportunities and succession planning to provide more stability within the agencies. The department is currently undertaking a comprehensive review of the mined land regulation and reclamation program, and upon completion will begin a comprehensive review of the geologic survey and services program. The Natural Resources Subcommittee recommends acknowledging the receipt of this report.
Any discussion on the motion before the committee? Any objection to the motion before the committee? Seeing none, motion carries. That concludes our meeting for today. Remember, we do have the remote hearing next week on Thursday from 5 to 7 in this room, and we will be hearing from people in both Coos Bay and Ontario, and except for something unforeseen, the next regular meeting will not be till the first week in April. We're adjourned.
Thank you. You know I'm happy to be here.
I like that too.
Thank you. You know I'm happy to be here.